These songs were for us. It was really weird how I got them, because they all came one after the other, and it all had to do with don't give up. He's restoring everything, including our families. Yes. And wasted time is not waiting time is not wasted time. And I love what he said, that he turns our mess into a miracle. Woo! So, Lord, we thank you that you're turning our messes into miracles. Lord, you're bringing us into newness of life, and everything that we've been waiting for, you're restoring. And, Lord, we just thank you for today. We thank you, Lord, that you're encouraging us to keep going, not to give up on anything that we're believing for. So, Lord, we thank you that today is a new day. A new day in you. Glory, glory, glory. Whoa, is right. In Revelation 11:15, it says, the kingdom of this world has become the kingdom of our Lord and his Messiah, and he will reign forever and ever and ever. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, it's good to see everybody. I'm going to put on one more light, okay? Because I can't see you. I'm sensing somebody's got a word this morning. Okay. Come on up.
What I heard is that it's a time to gather in there's a lot of potential that needs to be hatched in each of us. So it's not a time to leave, it's a time to come in.
Yes, come closer to God.
This kind of goes with the dream that you shared with me. The one song I imagined, when a woman's going into labor, there's a lot of pains, and that's what we're going through now. And I'm not the woman, but I know the woman's like, get this thing out now. But if we're born before we're supposed to flourish, we're going to be premature Christians. And so what we're going through now, even though we've been Christians for a long time, we're still in that birth canal. And it's not time to come out yet, because we'll be immature. So still hang in there. Stuff's going on. God knows.
Amen. This is a very prophetic day. Even my message is prophetic, so.
I wasn't sure how he wanted to convey this, so however you want to receive. But he showed me the canvas of our life, kind of a thing, and how many of us have areas of, if you think of the colors on a canvas, there are dark areas. Things that we wish we could erase, things that we wish hadn't happened. And how, then he told me past, present, and future. And he just took a paintbrush, the palette was over here, I believe this was the Lord, and he just started to color over the dark areas in our life, in that while we might still know in our remembrance that they are there, that's not what you're going to convey. That's not what people are going to see. Even when you go back and you talk about those things as a testimony, because we talked about a mess into a message, a miracle, that's the miracle of it, is that those who hear it are healed by the fact that you came through it. And so now that canvas is going to be filled with color and life and beauty. And that's what you are.
Awesome words. Awesome words. Anyone else? Hallelujah. Ooh. Well, let's receive our tithes and offerings this morning. If you need an envelope this morning, raise your hand. If you want to give through a debit or credit card, Deja's back there at the desk. She's just smiling away, waiting to serve you. Praise God. Oh, where did, oh, it's in my pocketbook. I'll get it out later. Thanks. I forgot about it. Wow. What am I looking for? Lord, we thank you. We thank you for your goodness, Lord. I'm looking for a particular psalm, but I can't seem to be there right now. So, okay. We will go to God's promises. They're always good to repeat. Psalm 103. Bless the Lord, all my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, all my soul, and forget none of his benefits, who pardons all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with loving kindness and compassion, who satisfies your years with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagle. Okay, Brad, you come up and tell the other part in Job. He showed me this. This is a promise, guys. We can have our youth back. Brad always says this one.
Well, we had enough coffee to remember. Yes, thanks. So Job 33:25. Hang on. He renewed Job's days. I'm missing it. Help me out. Job 33:25. Sorry, gang. I'm still half asleep. I'm trying. Did you get it? Yeah. His flesh shall be fresher than a child's. He shall return to the days of his youth. Yeah. Now I remember. And here's the other thing. You know, the Old Testament says your youth is renewed like the eagles, but it says that as Jesus is, so are we on this earth. Is Jesus old? Is he decrepit? Is he weak? He's in his prime. And that's what I keep confessing. So there you are. I'm awake now. Partially because of the embarrassment.
You never know when I'm going to call upon you. Yes. You got one more in you? All right, come on. It's prophetic day today.
Blessed are those who have not seen and yet believe. And we've been singing, look what the Lord's done. And I heard, look what the Lord's going to do. You know, so watch for what he's going to do, you know, and believe that too, although we don't know what it is.
That's right. Walking into our miracles. Woohoo! Are we ready? Yep, we're ready. All right, we're going to lift up to God our tithes and offerings to you. And Deja's going to lift up whatever she's got back there to the Lord. And Lord, we just lift this up to you right now in the name of Jesus, and we pour a special blessing upon these tithes and offerings today. Lord, we just thank you and praise you that you receive everything that we give into your kingdom, Lord, and that you are the God that provides and you are the God that multiplies. And you're the God that changes impossibilities to possibilities. And Lord, you open up doors of favor like we've never seen before. And Lord, that you lead us into those doors of favor so we receive your goodness and your mercy and everything that you have for us in our destinies, Lord. And we're looking forward to what you are going to do in our life. And praise you for what you already done. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Glory, glory. Okay. All right, so 9:45, I always forget to announce this. Before our worship service, we always pray. So if you can get here by 9:45 and pray with us just for 10, 15 minutes, that's great. Okay, Tuesdays at 2 to 3, we canceled our Bible study until the fall, but we continue our prayer at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Every Tuesday, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, we have our prayer time. So we are always lifting you up, and matter of fact, I'm going to lift somebody up right now because I forgot to do that. I always pray for the sick. Remember George that used to sit right here? Remember he used to sit right here? We found out what happened to him. He is in the hospital in Allentown, and his kidneys are failing and his liver is failing. And we say there's always hope, right? Amen. God is the God of miracles. So, Lord, we're going to lift up George to you right now and pray that he receives a miracle in his body. So, Father, we thank you for George. You sent him here for a little while, and we became friends with him, and we prayed for him and his family and for his wife, Jill. And, Lord, that he wanted to change his life. So, Lord, we just want to lift him up to you and bring healing into his body right now. Right in that room, Lord, we ask, Lord, that you would come and visit him and touch his body from the top of his head to the soles of his feet, and that you will speak life into his body, heal his kidneys, his liver, and whatever else. You will turn it around. You will restore everything that the enemy has stolen in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you today for that miracle. And, Lord, we lift up all those, even in this place right now, that need healing in their bodies, from the top of their heads to the soles of their feet, whatever it is, even a headache, a toothache, pain in your leg, healing for Paul to continue to heal that ankle area in the name of Jesus. No more pain, no more swelling, no more bruising, inflammation, go in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for healing. It's probably the wrong foot, right? Okay, give me the other one. Well, you got healing in that foot. Yeah. Well, Father, we just thank you for continued healing in this ankle part right now, Lord. All the inflammation and swelling, go in Jesus' name. And we forgive that dog that bit you and cause him to have 7 stitches in the name of Jesus. No more pain, no more inflammation in Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Glory. Okay. Anybody else? Yes. I thought I heard somebody say something.
So I met George when I was probably 16, 17 years old in the Baptist church. So George is definitely saved. I worked construction with George. We worked all kinds of things with George. So I wanted to share this with you. Probably 5 years ago, we had a group of contractors and we used to hang out, have breakfast together. George would come and join us. And George disappeared for at least a decade. Nobody knew where he was. Nobody knew where he was. And my buddies would constantly ask me, where's George? I don't know. So I started praying for him. And it was probably about a year. And the reason why I'm telling you this is don't give up, because he sat right there. And I know without a shadow of a doubt it was because of my prayed for him and he showed up here. That's a testimony that I want you guys to understand, even if you don't see a manifestation, but we did. So there you go.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, let me continue the schedule here. Oh, something else. It's all prophetic.
On top of that, I just want to say that, yes, it can happen. We have a yellow lab. She just turned 12, and we thought we were going to lose her. And we went to the vet, and he said that her kidneys and her liver were failing. And we were just like, well, okay, God, you know, we'll change her diet, whatever we got to do for her. But most of all, we prayed. And Craig has been so faithful. He's been praying. And I just pray for her, God, that she's going to have new kidneys and a new liver And we've got a dog that you wouldn't recognize now. And she likes her new food, for sure. But so I just thank you, God, that for George, you are going to renew and restore those kidneys and that liver in the name of Jesus. We claim it for him. Thank you, God.
That's something, isn't it? We pray for our animals, too. It's okay. We do that, too. They're all part of our family. Okay, so Tuesday afternoon at 3 o'clock, we have our prayer time. And all our messages are recorded and posted on our website, tfhcf.org. Okay, there is produce in the back. I did see some things. Okay, Dawn started Children's Church May 3rd, but ever since then, we got a couple kids. If they want to go in the back, she's all ready. All right, she's got two. Let's go. Children's Church, yay. Okay. Lord, we pray for Dawn today. She would have a good time with the kids. In the name of Jesus. Okay, let's see. June 14th, we scheduled Ed Callens, but we had to postpone it because he is moving to Idaho. So we have to get back to him. After he gets settled down. And then July 11th and 12th, we are having our worship seminar with Dean Braxton on Saturday. And I'll probably be getting details on that soon. And July 12th, Sunday at 10:30, Dean Braxton will be here to preach. August 23rd, Sunday, Dennis Rainier will be back with us at 10:30. And then in October, Sunday, Brad and Uli Klein from Open Storehouse will be with us at 10:30. Hallelujah. It's a good day. It's a good day in the neighborhood. Who used to say that? Mr. Rogers. Okay. I must have remembered that from the kids. Father, we give you all the praise and all the glory for what you're doing in this time, Lord. Lord, I thank you for all the prophetic words, and Lord, even this message is prophetic. So, Father, we just thank you for what you're doing, that you're speaking to us individually today, personally, because everyone here is on a different level, a different path, Lord, and we just want to be on the right path. So, Lord, we just thank you for this message. Speak through me, Lord. If you want to change anything, change it. If you want to add anything, add it. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen, amen. Well, the name of my message today is God's Promise of Restoration, a Divine Recovery. Now, I had in mind a lot of you when I was doing this, because even myself. And I've been through restoration, and it's awesome. When God restores everything that the enemy has stolen, you feel like you're on top of the world. So, whoever needs this today, just receive it. God is a God of restoration. We all go through trials. We are either in a trial, coming out of one, or in between one. But through it all, he will never leave us hanging and will always restore us. God brings his people back to himself spiritually and equips us for his original purpose. But he also restores everything the enemy has stolen or taken from us, whether it is our health, our finances, our time, our relationships, our family. Biblical restoration focuses primarily on alignment with our purpose, restoring our relationship with him, healing our wounds. He renews our strength and restores material blessings. A couple of weeks ago, if you remember, we talked about how Jesus sees his bride in Proverbs 31, and that his bride is his church. He is consistently declaring that word over us that is spoken in Proverbs 31. He wants us to be restored, walking in his glory and fulfilling his purposes in our everyday life on an individual basis. What God is doing right now in his church is cleaning up everything that needs to be cleaned up. This could be about ourselves, our circumstances, our purposes, our healing, our family issues. Whatever it is, he is bringing change and realigning and bringing restoration so we can move forward in his plan. It can be very chaotic time. It may look messy, just like this, the song said, and out of balance when he is doing the cleansing. But we are on the path of restoration and divine recovery. Now let's take a look at Haggai chapter 2, 6 through 9. It says, "For thus says the Lord of hosts, once more in a little while I am going to shake the heavens and the earth, the sea and also the dry land. And I will shake all the nations, and they will come with the wealth of all the nations. And I will fill this house with glory, says the Lord of hosts. The silver is mine and the gold is mine, declares the Lord of hosts. The latter glory of this house will be greater than the former, says the Lord of hosts. And in this place I shall give peace, declares the Lord of hosts." So we know that everything that has been going on is being shaken, right? Everything is coming to the light. Everything that's being done in darkness is now being brought into the light so we could see it. So everything that isn't aligning with God's plan is going to be brought into his will, whether it's personal, the church, or the whole world right now. Everything is being stirred, okay? That's why sometimes it looks messy and chaotic. This word in Haggai prophesies that the wealth of the nations will be brought to his house and fill his house with his glory. His glory is his presence, his splendor, his honor, his goodness. And the latter house, which is today, will be greater than the former, and his house will be filled with peace. The meaning of this scripture that the latter days or the end time days of the church will experience a greater outpouring of the Spirit than the beginning. And that is also found in Joel 2:23, which we'll get to a little later. Also in Job 8:7, it states, "Though your beginning was small or insignificant, yet later end shall be greatly increased." The latter rain will bring God's work to completion. The church will be victorious over the world and usher in Christ's kingdom reign. Now let's go and look at the New Testament, Acts 3:19 to 3:21. It says here, "And now you must repent and turn back to God, so that your sins will be removed, and so that the times of refreshing will stream from the Lord's presence. And he will send you Jesus, the Messiah, the chosen one for you. For he must remain in heaven until the restoration of all things has to take place, fulfilling everything that God said long ago through his holy prophets." So in the footnote here, it says, this one, the heavens must receive until the times of universal restoration. The word restoration in the Greek refers to restoration of creation to the state of existence before the fall, but also Davidic covenant being restored. And Luke, who wrote Acts, chose the Greek word found only in the New Testament is noteworthy because it's a medical term that means restoration of perfect health, meaning spirit, soul, and body. That's amazing, and that's where we're at right now. we are in the period of restoration. Jesus cannot return until everything is completely restored. In the last days, God's unfavoring love, power, and his outpouring of his blessings will be poured into our lives and into the world. God is faithful in restoring his people and his covenant. So in biblical terms, the latter-day reign refers to the phrase of God's redemptive and restorative plan in these last days. The last days started in Acts. Peter prophesies that in Joel 2. This is a time when his purposes will be fully realized, his kingdom is established, and his promises fulfilled. In the Old Testament Hebrew, the phrase latter days or the end of days, the prophets Isaiah, Jeremiah, and Daniel describe it as a period of divine judgment, restoration, and the coming Messiah. In the New Testament, in Acts, where it spoke of Joel 2, was fulfilled at Pentecost. It was the outpouring of his spirit. And 2 Timothy 3:1 brings a warning of the moral decline in the last days. And in Hebrews 1:2 calls it in these last days when God has spoken to us by his son Jesus. So the latter day reign or the last days includes God's judgment on sin and the restoration of his people and all creation. It is a time Jesus' reign will fully be established on earth, fulfilling Old Testament promises. The last days are marked by the Holy Spirit's work, preparing the way for Christ's return. And when Christ returns, the new heaven and the new earth are established, and God's kingdom reign fully over, will fully reign over all creation. What a day that's going to be. But right now, we are living under his grace and his warnings. We go on and the world continues having the opportunity to repent and to trust in Christ for their salvation. Right now, believers are to remain faithful and live in right standing with God. Right now, we are in a season of hope and a total restoration and peace. We are called to be alert. We're called to be watchful at all times. And all God's purposes are being fulfilled through his people. As I was studying restoration, and the Holy Spirit brought me back to Joel 2, 21 through 32. This is a prophecy of the promise of restoration. I believe this word is for us right now. Now let's turn to Joel 2, 21 to 32. I'm going to read that to the end because it's really good. Y'all listening? Oh, you're waiting. Okay. They tell me when you're quiet, you're listening. Okay. Do not fear, O land. Rejoice and be glad, for the Lord has done great things. Do not fear, beasts of the field, for the pastures of the wilderness have turned green, for the tree has borne its fruit. The fig tree and the vine has yielded in full. So rejoice, O sons of Zion, and be glad in the Lord your God, for he has given you the early rain for your vindication, and he has poured down for you the rain, the early and the latter rain as before. And the threshing floors will be full of grain, and the vats will overflow with new wine and oil. Then I will make up to you for the years that the swarming locust has eaten, the creeping locust, the stripping locust, and the gnawing locust, my great army which I sent among you. And you shall have plenty to eat and be satisfied. And praise the name of the Lord your God, who has dealt wondrously with you. Then my people will never be put to shame. Thus you will know that I am in the midst of Israel, and that I am the Lord your God, and there is no other. And my people will never be put to shame. And it will come about after this that I will pour out my spirit on all mankind. And your sons and your daughters will prophesy. Your old men will dream dreams. Your young men will see visions. Even on the male and female servants, I will pour out my spirit in those days. And I will display wonders in the sky and on the earth, blood, fire, and columns of smoke. The sun will be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the great and awesome day of the Lord comes. And it will come about that whoever calls on the name of the Lord will be delivered. For on the Mount Zion and in Jerusalem, there will be those who escape, as the Lord has said, even among the survivors who the Lord calls. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I love that. So let's look and take apart a little bit of Joel 2:23 and 25. When he spoke of the locusts represented the destroyer. And God is making the people a promise for what the locust plague did to their land. They ate up and destroyed everything. They had a great loss. He said he will repay. He said he will repay. God steps in and settles the accounts. He is not delegating the restoration, but personally pledging he will do it. And he can return it all back and more, whether it's crops, prosperity, health, influence, joy, time, family, relationships, even a house. I just put that in there because it reminded me of my story. Because my house was almost stolen from us. And whatever was stolen or destroyed from us, he pledges he will restore. The book of Joel was written during a crisis against Judah. The attack of the locusts were on steroids. They literally destroyed everything, their crops. They had severe famine, and it led to a widespread despair. They relied on, at the time, the agriculture, and it was everything to them. The locusts were not just a natural disaster, but a symbol of God's judgment for sin and disobedience. Joel urges the people, turn to God, turn back to God, and God will bring restoration to the land and will restore everything that was lost. Just like in Job 42:10, like Brad was talking about, where the Lord restored Job's prosperity and doubled his former possessions and family. And in Job 33:25, it says he restored his youth. In Joel 2:24, it speaks of the threshing floors full of grain, which symbolizes an abundant harvest and provision for sustenance. Vats overflowing with wine and oil represents celebration, anointing, and the richness of life restored. So applying these scriptures today, God wants us to know today, whatever was lost, whatever was stolen or destroyed, he is faithful to restore. God will reverse the damage or the crisis. Restoration is not returning to the past, just like Jeannie prophesied in what she spoke of, but moving us to a greater level of his blessings. He does better in the future than what happened in the past. When he restores more than you had before. There's always hope in hardship. We need to trust God's timing and provision. Even when the circumstances seem hopeless, God's timing is perfect. God is working behind the scenes to heal and to renew. Restoration may come in ways and at times we cannot imagine and could be all suddenlies. He also says in Proverbs 7:31, when the thief is found out, he has to pay back sevenfold out of his house. God makes sure he does, so remind him. Don't let it go. Loss is temporary, whether material, physical, emotional, or spiritual. God can bring back what was taken away. If need be, repentance leads to restoration. Turning back to God opens the door to mercy. This message today is to bring us comfort to those who experienced loss, to inspire repentance if need be, to affirm God is the restorer and the redeemer. It calls us to trust his promises and to look forward to the abundance of his restoration he has for all of us. Amen. A short message, but he wanted to make it really clear that he is restoring everything that has been stolen, lost, in Jesus' name. So I'm going to pray for everybody right now. Lord, I thank you for even in the songs that we sung today, Lord, it was all about you restoring us and encouraging us not to give up. We're on the brink of a miracle. And Lord, your promises are always yes and amen. And Lord, I lift up all those, including myself, that need restoration and divine recovery of something. So, Lord, I place everyone in your hands this morning, Lord, and I declare and decree that you will restore even beyond what we can even imagine or think, better than before. Just like in Job, he doubled everything. And whatever the thief has found out, I declare him to return the sevenfold of everything that the thief has stolen from anyone in this place, whether it's our health, our finances, our houses, family members, relationships. I can go on and on and on. Lord, I thank you and praise you. You know everyone in this place right now. You even know how many hairs are on our head. So, Lord, you know what's going on in everyone's life today. And Lord, we just thank you that you're turning it all around and for our good. And Lord, if we're going through crisis right now and it looks messy, it's going to turn around because it's temporary. So Lord, we thank you that circumstances will turn around because we believe in you. Lord, we thank you and praise you for what you're going to do. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Glory. If you need prayer for anything today, don't be shy. Come up. There's produce in the back, and go help yourself. And no one will be back there, so just, you know what to do. You're used to it. And fellowship, of course, out in the front. So God bless you all. Have a great week.